Now, you will hear the third segment.
Many women feel that the differing roles of men and women when balancing work and family has led to the end of the gender revolution, and that more mothers are adopting the traditional role of staying home with the children. Ed Major?
Despite what some women may think, the gender revolution is not over, according to the latest research. Social scientists claim that, far from reverting to more traditional roles, women and men are becoming more alike in their attitudes toward balancing work and family, something sociologists call gender convergence. Let's hear what Dr. Wendy Morrissey has to say.
I've just returned from a conference organized by the Council on Contemporary Families in Chicago. Researchers have analyzed findings from studies based on national census data, in-depth interviews, and dozens of surveys. What they found were that there are more similarities than differences in men and women. The evidence overwhelmingly shows an ongoing shift toward gender convergence, an ever-increasing similarity in how men and women live and what they want from their lives.
Of course, most people do recognize that mothers are working more and doing less housework, and men are working less and doing more housework and childcare than a generation ago, albeit still significantly less than women. But what the recent research has tried to tease out is information on attitudes and desires. And so far, the evidence points toward men and women having increasingly similar goals.
Yes, and convergence shows up more in younger parents. Generation X fathers spent more time with their children than do baby boomer fathers, and both sexes aspire to the same ideal of a balance between work and family. What would they do if they could not achieve that balance? The women, at least, said that rather than stay home with the children, they were intent on establishing a solid economic base.
Still, given the passions that surround this issue, the conclusions are just as likely to stir up the debate as to settle it. Women have variously argued in books and elsewhere that mothers want to work for personal fulfillment, need to work for economic security, want to raise children full-time, or want all of these things at different times. When it comes down to it, discussions about the so-called mommy wars really encompass two separate arguments, one about interpreting workforce statistics, the other about values. For instance, one prominent dispute involves the slight decline in women's employment, less than 2% since 2000, after four decades of steady climb.
I think there is little doubt that men and women have become more similar over time, and that gender expectations are less rigid than they used to be. The controversy really should be about whether to view these changes as positive or negative.